My guest today is Landon Berg. He's a six-year member of the Clever Clovers 4-H Club in Emory in Hanson County. Landon, thanks for visiting with us today. And I'll tell you, this has been an unusual year for 4-H due to the pandemic and its impact on activities. So how did the cancellation of numerous 4-H events impact you and your club?
For the club, we never got to do, especially kids for like the livestock and things. You work hard all summer towards that, and you don't get to show your animals off. And that's one of the big things for me and my brother, I guess. But for kids that don't do that, I'm sure they would love to do like their indoor exhibits and things like that.
So even though you're unable to be involved with club and other activities in person, what have you been doing to stay active in 4-H this summer?
Just working with our animals, practicing livestock judging, and that's about it, I guess. Staying up to date on what's going on and all that.
Now, what's the biggest challenge of doing projects on your own?
Probably, like, the overtake of all the work and everything. I don't know if I'd be able to get it all done and everything without having my brother helping me. So I'm very thankful to have my brother Quentin by my side to help me.
Now, I know that you might have questions regarding your projects during this time. Who do you turn to for advice and answers to your questions?
Mom and Dad, Shannon Tagadoff, one of our agents at the courthouse that helps us out with shows and just the Hanson County show and things like that, indoor exhibits. And then we also ask Caroline Hanson, also one of the agents at Hanson County courthouse. We talk to her about like the online things, livestock judging, horticulture judging, things like that.
Well, at this point, the South Dakota State Fair is scheduled to go on as scheduled. Do you plan to participate in it?
We're just going as usual, showing our sheep and going up to camp and things like that.
So how do you go about getting your sheep prepared for the state fair?
First off, work with them, make sure they're all nice and tame in the show ring, and you wash their feet, keep them clean, wash them up, you clip them, make sure they get all the supplements they need, and things like that. It's very important that once you shear them, you oil them, like your skin could dry out and get fungus and things like that, and you won't be able to show your animals.
How has 4-H been helping you to pass time this summer?
It's just been keeping me busy. I mean, if I wasn't in 4-H and doing my animals, I don't know what I'd be doing, I guess. It's just been keeping me busy between that and working on the farm and things like that.
Landon, once we get past this pandemic, what's the first 4-H activity that you want to resume doing?
Livestock judging. I love to do livestock judging. That's one of my passions in 4-H. But this year I just haven't been able to do much of that because of the pandemic.
Say, Landon, one final question for you. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell them it's a great experience. You don't have to have livestock and things to do it. You can do baked goods and indoor exhibits and things like that. It's just an all-around great experience.
And my guest this morning has been Landon Berg of Hanson County 4-H and the Clever Clovers 4-H Club of Emory. We thank him for joining us today here on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.